Dear Lord, we thank you for the beauty of this day and this family that is gathered in your midst. May your words be spoken and your words heard.
Amen.
And amen. Please be seated, everyone. So we're in Luke's gospel, the social justice gospel, the gospel that wants to bring anyone and everyone in the world. Children's Ministry Workshop, please go with Soon Young. Sorry about that. And they'll be working on their song. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Start again. Back to Luke. Social justice, bringing the community together. We don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile or a whatever. You are a part of everything that Luke wants to present. And for the disciples, there were few in number at this point. It was not just adoration of Jesus' miracles that they were interested in. They were interested in becoming leaders in the faith. Leaders of joining Jesus, joining in his message, and sending it out at this point in their community so people could understand who was in their midst. They would make the same journey as Jesus would. But as Jesus' journey would end on the cross, the disciples would go out from that place and go into the world with the message of the good news. Now, as they were going to go out to do this, one of the things that Luke wants us to realize is that these disciples, from Luke's perspective, wanted a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding, a deeper intimacy with Christ. They wanted to be so connected on such a deep level that when they were out in the mission fields telling the story, preaching the good news, there would be like a tether connected between them and Christ. And as we go through the study of Luke in these weeks ahead, we will see this over and over again, and I will bring it to your attention. In this week's story, we're looking at Peter, Simon Peter. Peter, who would eventually be called to be the rock of the church. And in Luke's gospel, what is this first glimpse we have of Peter? It's God holding the mirror to him in a certain way. God challenging him in his own profession. He is Peter the fisherman. Peter doesn't have a last name. Not many people do in these stories, if any. Peter is the fisherman. And God is going right at the heart of who he is and what he does to bring him to a deeper awareness of Christ and what his eventual call and mission will be. So in this text this morning, there are three dimensions of discipleship. One is the recognition, the all-in recognition of Jesus Christ. The second is the response or confession to the same. And third is the assurance of the relationship, the connectivity, and the mission that they have been called to do by God. Now, a lot of us might think that one of the first things Jesus did after being baptized and realizing that he was beginning his public ministry, say like, wow, okay, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to start calling people right away to do this with me. And some of the Gospels may present it as such, but not Luke. Remember 2 weeks ago we started with him unfurling the scroll and talking about the beginning of his ministry in the temple. Luke starts with the mission first and the eventual call of those to help him. Because in Luke's approach to sharing the gospel, the word of God is going to go to those who from that day are just going to go home and say, wow, Jesus does matches up wholeheartedly with the Word of God. They are not two separate things. They are one and the same. One is spoken, one comes through Jesus' hands, but they are one and the same. So let's take a look at three scenes in this scripture. The first scene is that there are thousands and thousands of people, heavy crowds that have come to see Jesus. That's wonderful. They are hearing about the preaching of the good news of the kingdom of God. And there is an emphasis on the energy that was created as the excitement was building that Jesus would be coming and Jesus would be speaking. Later on, a couple of weeks from now, in chapter 6 of Luke, we're going to face the question, is just listening enough? Does action have to be matched with it? But we're not there yet. The crowds right now are eager to hear God's word, and that's enough. The second scene is this miraculous catch of fish. These are professional fishermen. As we have professions today, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have accountants, we have clergy. In those days, fishing, farming, those kind of things were the professions of the day. And Simon Peter was a little upset. A professional man, it would be maybe, seeing that I have lived some of my professional life as a salesperson, not making sales for a week and having no commission check. For Peter, he's got no fish. Nothing is happening. Not only is he going to go hungry, but he's not going to be able to sell anything or make any money. So Jesus says, okay, push your boats out there and let's see what we can do. So first Simon, in that sort of despondent way, says, you know, we've already done this. It hasn't worked today. And Jesus says, don't worry. And Simon says, okay. You want me to put my nets out there? I'll put my nets out there. Because he was willing to get past his pain of not catching anything and concentrate on Jesus saying, you will catch something, his nets overflowed. There was so much fish that the nets were starting to rip. And they didn't want to lose it. moment